Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Couple of Padres injury updates from the pitching staff from over the weekend. We finally heard from Michael King. He spoke after the game yesterday. I don't think we have the audio, but he did speak. He was at his locker, has not been around the team during open media sessions since the pinched nerve diagnosis. And finally did speak to reporters after the game yesterday. Didn't really change the story much from what Mike Shildt had been saying, but still feels optimistic. You know, it's definitely a kind of a pinched nerve that's got some weakness in his scapula muscle, in his shoulder. But the progress that he's making, according to doctors, this is something that can be days, it can be a couple months.
Fantastic.
Before. But he said because he's making so much progress, he feels like he's more of a days guy than a months guy. But again, he's thrown a couple of times, not, you know, like full out, but he's played catch. He would still need to, you know, get back to full feeling, and he's not quite there yet. So I would say kind of good news, but certainly nothing to go, you know, starting a parade about with the Michael King news, but not. Definitely, he seemed like he was in good spirits and was heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
I hate injury talk and injury speculation, maybe more than anything in sports.
Me too.
Especially with the team that we cover the most, because it's just like, it's such speculation, and everything you said, we felt the same way. We said the exact same things about Yu Darvish 2 weeks ago,
yep.
And he's taken, you know, what seems to be a setback at least, because we thought he was going to be pitching again like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
he's feeling great.
He certainly didn't come back when we thought. Now,
this is good news. We said the exact same thing.
The news, at least relatively with him, has been good. He's scheduled to throw a bullpen either today or tomorrow in San Francisco with the team, with the thought that if that goes well, then he can get back to maybe another rehab start and hopefully get back to the big leagues. But it will all depend on really how he recovers from it. He's been able to throw every time. He's never really been unable to throw. He just doesn't feel like he's recovering quickly enough from any of his throwing sessions to effectively return to a starting rotation and go every fifth day. So we don't know if he's, you know, getting closer to that or not. We just know that he is going to throw again in the next day or two.
Yeah, a little blurb in the UT says he threw 6 or 7 pitches from the bullpen Saturday, played catch on Sunday, feels good enough to progress to the next step, which will be a bullpen in San Francisco either tonight or tomorrow. And that will be his first full session since throwing 51 pitches in 4 innings in a minor league rehab start in Vegas on May 14th. He said, I'm just excited, feels good, just sucks when I get hurt, can't throw the ball, but now it's good, so I'm happy. All right. If you can weather some storm, and I mean, look, how great was Yu Darvish last year after being out for a while, coming back and pitching really, really well at the end of the season, including that game against the Dodgers. He was absolutely incredible. One of the best pitching performances I've seen on both sides from Yamamoto and Darvish. We're not really in a position. We're not such a juggernaut that we can be like, hey, bro, take your time. You also don't want to rush him back. So the Padres are in a bit of a pickle there.
Well, that story that Dennis wrote this morning that we talked about in our last hour, one of the things that he wrote in their pursuit of Jaren Duran and his reporting of the Padres' pursuit of Jaren Duran was they may not be able to afford going all out for a left fielder because starting pitching maybe even more of a need. As much as we watch these games and like, you gotta get somebody in left field. You gotta get somebody in left field. If they don't get Michael King back for a couple of months and Yu Darvish can't go, they may need that starting pitcher more than the left fielder, as bad as they've gotten production out of left field.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, and I, you know, Vasquez and Colek and Kyle Hart, and no Michael King. I mean, basically, you're going into...
Cease hasn't been pitching
Cease
great.
Cease hasn't been that great. Yeah, man, it's pretty dire.
Even with Cease and Pivetta pitching lights out, all-star caliber levels, three-fifths of your rotation, you don't have a ton of confidence in.
Well, if you're going into the playoffs today, and you've got Cease and Pivetta, you're like, all right, we're going to give it the old college try, and you got a good bullpen, you know, but yeah, you need two more starters right now. At least.
As concerning and not necessarily positive as the injury news is for the Padres, it's actually quite a bit worse for a couple of other National League West teams.
I'll start with the
LA Dodgers, who have lost another pitcher to the injured list in Luis Garcia. It seems, why not? Just throw him on the pile. I think that's 15 guys now on their injured list. They also moved Evan Phillips to the 60 days. He is out for the season officially with Tommy John surgery. So we know he won't be coming back for the LA Dodgers. They also didn't have Mookie Betts over the weekend for their series against the Yankees, as he apparently injured his toe getting up in the dark, going to the bathroom at night. I mean, we've all stubbed a toe doing that, but it actually kept him out for the series. They are optimistic he is going to return this week, perhaps tomorrow.
He was out the entire series?
Missed the whole series with a badly stubbed toe.
How bad did you stub your toe?
Enough that I think they needed x-rays to make sure he didn't break it. So that was the story with Mookie Betts.
He's like sick and running to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And just slammed his toe.
Did he pick the bed up and drop it on his... Like, that's crazy.
It is. Dodgers did not complete the sweep of the Yankees, who got the Sunday night game 7-3 by beating best pitcher that the Dodgers have had so far in Yoshinobu Yamamoto. But the Dodgers, of course, won the first two games, scoring 26 runs in the first two games. An 8-5 come from behind victory on Friday, and then an 18-2 wipeout on Saturday.
That'll help the old run differential, won't it?
Yeah, if the Yankees were coming in thinking,
man,
all right, it's time for a little revenge from that World Series, I'm sure 18-2 did not feel very good for the New York Yankees and their fans.
And imagine, like, Landon Knack shut him down, and who was the Friday night pitcher?
It was Gonsolin?
Knack and Gonsolin beat you. And so you're going in yesterday going, oh, God, we got Yamamoto on the mound.
You'd be freed,
like, no problem. Yeah, that's the second bathroom injury they've had. Freddie Freeman hurt himself getting out of the shower or something.
Dangerous.
Very dangerous.
But their injury news pales in comparison to what could be devastating injury news for the Arizona Diamondbacks, who won their game yesterday against the Nationals to avoid the sweep, but lost ace pitcher, free agent signing, Corbin Burnes. I believe it was in the fifth inning with what looked like an elbow injury.
He said, my elbow is done.
Not just an elbow injury, but if you read the lips, you saw it looked like he was dejected coming off the mound. Now, you know, could it? You know, Fernando Tatis Jr. walked off the field thinking his season was done at some point. Remember that injury earlier this year?
Yep.
Sometimes they're wrong, but Corbin Burnes certainly gave the impression of a man who may have thrown his last pitch this year and maybe his last pitch deep into next year as well. We'll find out more as they do the examination, but that would be a devastating loss to the Diamondbacks, who already haven't gotten the kind of starting pitching that they thought when they invested in Corbin Burnes. Zach Gallen hasn't been, you know, his usual Cy Young candidate self. They lose him. They're already, what, three games under 500 in the, you know, really tough division with the Padres, the Giants, and the Dodgers all ahead of them.
Yep.
Their wild card hopes could take a serious, and this is a good team. They're still a good team.
They still are a scary team.
But with, you know, that kind of pitching loss, very hard for any team to overcome.
No question, man. He said it's done. My elbow is done. That's nuts. Nuts. Yeah, you're not going for the brass ring if he's out for the rest of the year. I don't think.
I mean, again, their lineup is very good.
It is.
And they've got Corbin Carroll and Henry Suarez has had a really good start to the season. I just don't know if they can offensively, and they scored the most runs in baseball last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's enough that they can come back in this division this year. I'm not gonna count them out completely, but that would be a devastating injury. So they did lose 2 of 3 to the Nationals. The Giants beat the Marlins 4-2. Hayden Birdsong, who's been a nice starting pitcher for them, outdueled Ryan Weathers as the Giants took 2 of 3 from the Marlins. So the Padres will miss Hayden Birdsong because he pitched yesterday, but they will get all the other pitchers. Logan Webb today, Landon Raup.
Raup.
I forget. We faced him earlier, and I still can't remember. Robbie Ray and whoever their last starter is, I think, in the four-game series.
He's been
really good this year. So, yeah, their pitching's been solid. It's did take 2 of 3. And congratulations to the Colorado Rockies, who make modern baseball history. Now, the worst start, not just in this century, not just in last century, but the worst start since the 1800s in Major League Baseball as they fall to 9-50, getting swept by the New York Mets.
9-50, you guys.
They're already halfway to 100 losses. We are June 2nd.
Bud Black chuckling a little bit right now?
Gotta be. And they're on the Tier 1 path, the Tier 1 baseball path, 9-50. We've just lost 6 in a row. The Tier 1's just lost. She got shut out yesterday in adult baseball, so that's cool. It's been super fun.
I heard you played second base.
The whole game.
You don't really have the build of a typical second baseman.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Looked good out there to me.
Looked great, right?
Solid defense, though.
Really good defense. Had a play to my left.
Did you get to turn two ever?
Paulie and I almost did, but I got screened. Paulie made a good...
Made runners on first and second.
He made a good feed, but the guy screened me, and at the last second, I caught it.
Kind of
hit my glove, and I dropped it, but I picked it up to get the 4. So we got one out of it. But, yeah, 6 in a row. So shut out in adult bowl. I'm in hell right now. I've never lost 6 games in a row in my life. So, yeah, we're on the Colorado Rockies path right now. Somebody texted me yesterday, could be time for a new voice in the clubhouse. Fine by me. I just want to come play. Fine by me. Oh, man. Yeah, Caitlin said, did Ben just call Woods fat?
No, no. I just feel like you're stockier than a second baseman.
Brett Boone? He was pretty big.
That's true.
He was a big second baseman. This is kind of nerve wracking out there, to be honest. But I don't play. I haven't played second base in a long time.
I'm a fat boy. I'm an effing fat boy.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a certain amount of security of having a foul line. I think next to you. No,
yeah.
There's only so far I have to go.
Playing first is elite.
But second,
dude.
It's like
stepping
a lot. There's a lot of space.
There's a lot of space out there, Ben. A lot to your right, to your left. You're like. So it was fun, man. The game didn't really matter. We're not going to make the playoffs. But
in third, I was like hugging the line a little bit. It was kind of a pressure moment in the game. I'm like, nothing's getting to this side. I can afford a single to the left.
Yeah.
We're not having to double down the line. And I looked over to my left. I'm like, God dang, there's a lot of space between me and short.
A lot of dirt. Lot of dirt there. But I loved it. It was fun. I mean, I've played the whole game there. It was a blast.
All right, more baseball talk coming up, both Padres and the rest of baseball. We got Don't Do This coming up next. And we got a baseball story there, a Cinderella story from the world of college baseball coming up in our Do This segment. We'll get to that coming up. Don't go anywhere. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, gang, let me tell you about my beloved Eco Water. You know, anytime you leave town, you have to leave the Eco Water behind. My Airbnb did not have it, and it's noticeable. You know, it's absolutely noticeable. Came back, filled up the jug. We got it at work. Make sure you get the Eco Water system in your home. That's why we trust them. They've been keeping water soft since 1925. No more hard water in your home. It can damage your appliances. It wrecks. It's so hard to get like shampoo out of your hair with hard water. Everything is better with Eco Water. Clean water also deserves clean air. They've got state-of-the-art air purification. Removes 99% of pollutants. We've got pure water, fresh air, and a happy family, all thanks to Eco Water SoCal. Get a free in-home water test today. Try the Soft Life and Alkaline Water. Now just $9.95 a month. Call 760-350-3338 or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Once again, EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy from Ben and Woods sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925. EcoWater, your water should be perfect.
Don't do it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Got more on the Padres weekend that was coming up at the bottom of the hour. First, though, Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust and Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Before we start, this is kind of a perfect segue for you to tell everybody the story of how you now own Tom Petty's grill pan.
Griddle pan.
Griddle pan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you want me to do it here?
Why not? Just, we got a second.
So my buddy that I went to Joshua Tree with, Jack.
He didn't leave it to you in his will.
No, he did not. He texted me yesterday after our game. I got up early and drove back and played ball at 9 in Oceanside. And he goes, man, if I figure baseball game, I can go to Tom Petty's estate sale in L.A., where he lives. And they were having a big sale of everything at Tom Petty's house. It's crazy. And he FaceTimed me from inside Tom Petty's home. Here's the views from his studio. Here's the studio. Look at the velvet curtains. It was crazy. So then he texted me
later.
I would
do that way too much if I lived in LA.
Bro, I would too.
I would like be on mailing lists
for
upcoming
estate sales. I know. It's crazy because I love collecting memorabilia and especially music memorabilia from my heroes. And Tom Petty certainly is one. Jack says, hey, if you could own Tom Petty's griddle pan or oven mitt, which one would you choose? I said griddle pan. No brainer.
Clearly. Right. Obviously.
Like, no brainer, I would want his griddle pan. So then he texts me back. He
might have made pancakes.
I'm sure he did. Bacon, all kinds of stuff. And he says, okay, this isn't a hypothetical. I own them both now, and I wanted to give you first choice. And he goes, you're now the proud owner of Tom Petty's griddle pan. And I said, this is the greatest thing ever. And so the next time I see Jack, he'll be handing me Tom Petty. I'll be making my children pancakes and bacon on Tom Petty's griddle pan.
You don't have to griddle like a refugee anymore, Woods.
He was waiting for that one. You got lucky, babe. I've got your griddle pan. Isn't that cool? I'm so excited to get it. Like, should I use? I have to use it,
oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah, I gotta so, use for
it.
Sure.
All of a sudden, I start writing beautiful songs. It was incredible. Yeah, absolutely incredible. So thank you, Jack, for that. But yeah, he braved the lines and went in and got a couple of things from friggin' Tom Petty.
Now, if Tom had wanted someone close to him to own that griddle pan, he could have gone to trustable.com.
He would have bequeathed it.
Left
correct.
It to someone, yes.
It's crazy to think that when you die, people will line up in your home to be like, I'll take his underwear. That's fine by me. Like, it's nuts. It's nuts.
Well, that's not everybody.
It's not
everybody. You've got to be a certain level
correct.
Of star.
Oh, you see estate sales, and like people just like junk. They like collecting junk.
Callis all day says you can cook up some hamburger petties.
Well, this is a very serious story. This broke my heart. I woke up to this morning, and I think a lot of people did as well. You may remember John Brankus. He's the co-creator, host of ESPN Sports Science. He died by suicide at the age of 54 years old. I actually got emotional reading or watching an interview he gave this morning. He was doing an interview with Kendrick Perkins. And he was talking about his depression. This is a few years ago. And he said, I was going to do it. I had the noose around my neck, and my dog came up and started biting at my pant leg, my dog Zeppelin, and started biting at my leg like, no, don't leave me. And so he didn't do it. He ended up calling his mom and asking for help. This is a few years back. But apparently, it got so bad that he did take his own life. And a very talented guy, 6-time Emmy award winner. I believe he was 54 years old. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart in two. He was such a talented guy, such a fun show.
Love that show.
Such
ahead of its time.
Yes, a forward-thinking show.
Now I think teams are incorporating science into a lot of what they do in terms of not just the sabermetric numbers, but also like looking at atmospheric conditions and all kinds of things.
It's
that
crazy.
There was
a
play that he was into early.
I watched that show all the time. I think it started on Fox Sports Network and then moved over to ESPN, or ESPN like did a little bit of those segments. They did one on the probability of Randy Johnson hitting the bird.
Yeah.
In an MLB stadium, and it happened in a spring training game, but they were like looking at an MLB stadium, and they're like, you take the volume of the entire stadium,
yes.
The size of the bird, the velocity of the ball, the downward angle, and they like pinpointed, it was one in, more than a number I didn't even know how to pronounce, like more than trillions.
Yeah.
It was one in a billion trillion odds, and I was like fascinated as a teenager watching that stuff.
Very, like you said, very forward thinking show, and just doesn't have to be that way. It broke my heart. It really did. I was very, very sad about it this morning. So
shout out to his family.
Definitely. June is men's mental health month, by the way. Focus is on men's mental health. I'm going to have my next meeting for The Work, which is the men's mental health group that I put together. And tentatively right now we are shooting for, I believe it is the 14th. It's the day before Father's Day. So we're going to do another meeting. You don't have to go that route. Get help, ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. We will help you. Somebody will help you.
All right. My Don't Do This story is largely directed toward middle-aged men, of which Woods and I are certainly there, Paulie, a few more years away.
Yep.
But soon you will join our ranks. And this was posted. We saw...
Knowing what the story is, I don't want to be part of these ranks.
There's definitely some creeps among us. We try our best not to drag down the curve, but... we saw Livy Dunn in San Diego over the weekend with Paul Skeen celebrating picture at Petco Park, having a nice time for his birthday. But on this same trip, she posted a video actually on Friday on TikTok. And I was worried this happened here at the airport because she said she recently went through a horrible ordeal involving autograph hounds. Turns out it was in Omaha, but this is what she had to say.
I fear that I'm being stalked and I don't know what to do. It's got to the point every single time I go to the airport, there's a group of at least 10 middle-aged men waiting for me and they harass me. It's these men that want my autograph. They have like a stack of 40 pictures of me or my magazines, and they will run after me down the TSA pre-check line and yell at me if I don't give them my autograph. It's insane. But they will yell at me and like make a scene, and the people around me are scared. Like, it's crazy. Even this morning was a terrible experience. I'll put a video here. This is me literally crying fresh off of a red eye at 6 a.m. They circled me at the baggage claim and were like in my face. And it's not only when I'm going to big events. It's like if I'm going on family vacation, they're waiting there. It's something with the airline and it's weird. And my parents are like, what the? And the worst part is it's not only me. Like, I remember Gabby Thomas made a video about this, and it needs to stop because it's scary for girls. It's weird. And yes, I know I'm chronically online and I post my life, but I'm talking about like a 20-minute connecting flight through Omaha, Nebraska. They would be waiting there, and I'm not making content on a connecting flight. Like, I'm talking about the most random cities. It's just so strange. Stay safe.
Is it the same guys? Same group?
I mean, are they following her around everywhere? I don't know.
Is there just a group everywhere she goes? Yeah.
And, you know, I see people, Livy's, you know, all over, as you mentioned. She's all over social media. She's looking for attention.
It's not an invite to stalk somebody.
I think that's the point here, is that
autograph hounds in general are kind of a don't.
She's making a good living doing what she's doing. That does not mean that you're allowed to harass her at the airport or any time that you want. And, yeah, you can ask her for an autograph if you see her, but you shouldn't be traveling around the country following her with stacks of autographs. You know, if you politely ask her for an autograph, that's one thing. You happen to run into her. If you're like tracking her down to get her to sign 40 headshots, that's creepy, stalky. That's behavior that is just unwanted and untoward.
Anything so in nuts. Public, more than one autograph, I think, is it's weird. It's just weird. And it doesn't have to only be when it's a young, attractive female like Livy Dunn. I think it's weird when we were at the GOAT for their Wishbone Brawl, Bill Murray was there, huge celebrity. Massive. But like Kelly Slater showed up. We were standing by the putting green and he pulled up in his own car, and not as recognizable certainly as Bill Murray, at least in that circle of people. And he gets out of his car, grabs his bag, he starts walking over to the putting green, Kelly Slater. And there's like six guys with 20 surfing photos each, and they're just like signs it, and then they flip it, and he signs another one, and then they flip it.
They knew he was going to be there. Like, they were like prepared. Like,
so it's not for you. You want to sell it on eBay.
Right. Like, Kelly Slater's a great athlete,
World famous guy,
super famous athlete. I understand that, but like to just as a grown man to just sit there and flip through 20 photos and pictures.
You could say, I'm not going to do this. I know what you're doing it for. I'll do one. But then you get
he looks like a jerk.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a no-win situation for celebrities and sports stars.
No doubt. All right, let's get to some doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
I thought this was absolutely insane yesterday when I was scrolling Twitter and I saw that Vanderbilt, number one overall seed, got eliminated by Wright State, Ben.
It's the regionals of the NCAA tournament. Yeah, they were the number one seed. Hosting their regional, huge favorites to advance, and the stunner is they were knocked off and eliminated 5-4 by Wright State. Not exactly the the most pedigreed program in baseball.
All right, where is Wright State? Any ideas?
I have no idea.
Whatsoever. Right? I want to guess Michigan, but I don't think that's...
Tennessee?
Somebody look it up.
Usually they're kind of close. Ohio.
I was close.
Named after the Wright brothers.
Oh, nice. So Griffin Page, who pitches for Wright State, decided to go out and have the game of his life. He allowed one hit in 8 innings. He entered regionals with an 8.90 ERA. 8.90 ERA, goes against Vandy, gives up one hit in 8 innings. There is nothing better than the game of baseball. Also, there is nothing worse than the game of baseball. That makes no sense. No sense. Well, at least the people of Vanderbilt, at least you have your football season to look forward to in the SEC.
Now, Wright State did get eliminated by Louisville afterwards.
But 24 hours later.
Yeah, you spent your bullet.
If you want a Cinderella story, how about University of Texas San Antonio. They upset number 2 seed overall Texas,
wow,
and their first ever win in the NCAA tournament, and they went on to advance to their first super regional.
So what's this College World Series going to look like?
I don't know. The Roadrunners of Texas San Antonio maybe going all the way this year, but a Cinderella story in college baseball is kind of fun. And that is Don't and Do Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Padres with a narrow win on Friday and then a stinker of a performance on Saturday. We'll get into the rest of the weekend that was in Padres baseball when we come back with more Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station.
We did forget to mention Dodger Stadium crumbling for Don't
Do
This.
Oh, they had to put the...
We will do
net
that.
Up, yeah.
We can do that in the Rindle report, Ray.
Sure thing.
Thank you. Great, great reminder.
All right. Before we go on, though, I want to talk about SDFatLoss.com. Got some nice compliments yesterday. I was playing in that golf tournament. People I hadn't seen in a couple of years. They go, wow, what did you do? That's nice when 2 years later people are still going, how did you lose all the weight? I said, well, SDFatLoss.com. Followed their program. Their counselor set out for me, really. Just follow directions, very simply. Ate foods like chicken and steak and vegetables. Right times, right portions. And I lost weight, 40 pounds in 60 days. Yeah, really. Up to a pound of fat per day. 10 to 20% of your body weight in 2 months. That's what you can expect when you follow the SDFatLoss.com program. And you do it safely with no drugs or injections. You don't have to buy any bars or shakes. And you don't have to exercise to lose the weight. I'm not the only one. Scraby and Ello in the afternoon, they lost 77 pounds in their 2 months. John Flint down the hall lost a bunch of weight. And so many Tier 1s have been sharing their story, their success stories with SDFatLoss.com. It's a program that works. And guess what? Good news. They have extended their spring special now into a summer special in June. It's working for so many people. They're keeping the $200 off. So go now to SDFatLoss.com, schedule your free consultation, get $200 off the program, and start losing the weight up to the pound of fat per day at SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice bounce back victory for our SDFC squad on Saturday night against Austin FC. But some concern coming out of the match. Scoreless at halftime, Woods. Luca De La Torre, San Diego's own, scored in the 60th minute to break the scoreless tie. And then Milan Alaski added a goal in stoppage time for the 2-0 win. But in that second half, Chucky Lozano, for the second time this season, pulled up with what looked like another hamstring injury and had to leave the match. Already had one that forced him to miss about a month earlier this season. So that is a big concern. And it comes at not the worst time for SDFC because they're going into the FIFA break. We talked about it last week where they don't have any MLS matches for a couple more weeks.
But he's supposed to play.
But he was supposed to play for Mexico for his national team and was looking forward for that opportunity for the Gold Cup. And now it looks like he'll probably be unable to play. Does that mean
they
won't even want him to play? Well, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like,
you want him to recover and get back as soon as possible if you're SDFC, obviously.
Yeah, obviously you're bummed for him because he wants to do it. But if he doesn't play, is that the worst thing? Being a selfish SDFC fan, is that the worst thing for us? Hey, Jackson Merrill's not feeling great, but he's going to go play in the WBC. Now he can't. Oh, okay. Like,
I see where you're going.
It sucks. Like,
obviously, it does make some sense, but I feel bad for Chucky because he had been a regular for the Mexican national team, El Tri, but hadn't played in like the last 14 months. Like, they were going with some younger players. Ooh. But his form's been so good with SDFC that they called him up and he was going to play in the Gold Cup. And now it looks like he probably will be unable to due to injury in the World Cup next year. This is their big like training and, you know, gear up for next year's World Cup. And if he's not part of the roster, they'll just maybe skip him over. So that's kind of a sad story for him.
Those hammies, man. I mean, it's just, I mean, in that sport, you know what I mean? Like, if your hammy is toast, I can't even. It's so scary. Anytime you take a step, you're like, is this it? Is this it? Is this the one? I mean, it's just horrible.
SDFC does have a friendly this week on the June 7th, which is Saturday, against Club America from Mexico. But obviously, a lot of the players or both sides probably won't be there because they'll be playing for the national team. So more of a fun match at Snapdragon.
How long's the break again?
It's like 2 weeks. So I think the 14th is their next real game.
They're back in action on June 14th.
They may not have everyone back by then, but they'll have some of the guys back. SDFC now 5-1-1 in their last seven matches and alone in second place in the MLS's Western Conference. So continuing to play well and getting good results on the pitch for SDFC.
Yeah, I missed that game, and I missed most of the Padres game on Saturday as well after the long day. I was kind of listening to it from the other room, and turns out I didn't really miss much.
We will get into Friday and Saturday's games right after a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I forgot to mention that SDFC announced a suspension for 33 fans on Friday.
Probably should have been a don't do this as
well.
That could have
been in there as well. Yeah. They never said, I mean, how many were LA Galaxy fans? How many were SDFC fans? They just said 33 fans are banned from Snapdragon, road matches, whatever.
And for how long?
Indefinitely. So it could be the rest of this year. It could be forever. But it was interesting because apparently three of the SDFC supporters groups did not go to the game. So it was a little quieter. It didn't have all the flags and waving and everything.
Ooh.
Now, Mark Ziegler wrote that someone said they had already planned like a watch party away from Snapdragon for the game. Others said it was a little bit of a protest because they felt like, you know, some of their members were just defending their honor and shouldn't have been punished by SDFC. Don't know the full story on that one. There were still a lot of fans, obviously. It was close to a sellout, but it wasn't quite as raucous and loud with the supporters groups on Saturday night at Snapdragon Stadium.
So they had to, I'm assuming, go frame by frame and start finding out who's this. Do you know this person? Do you know that person?
Questioning people, doing some interviews and stuff to figure it out, because MLS and SDFC and LA Galaxy, they investigated for the whole week to try to figure out kind of who was responsible for the brawls that took place.
And remember, I mean, everybody listening out there, passion is awesome for your team. I'm as passionate as it gets, but somebody's always watching. somebody is always watching these days. Like, you can't really get away with anything, much less a full-scale brawl at a Padres-Dodger game, at a SDFC game. Coach Mikey Varas said after practice on Friday, he wants San Diego supporters to be the most passionate fan base in the world if we can. But at the same time, recognize that violence doesn't have a place in this. This has to be a safe place for young kids, future generations, to come and be inspired. Just know that as much as we want to beat the team in front of us, at the end of the day, that's a human being on the other side of the line. We only do this together. Really, he's such a together coach, man. He really, really gives good perspective every time he speaks. And every time he speaks, I like him a little bit more.
All right, back to the Padres now. And it really was a struggle offensively in the first two games of the series against the Pirates. They only got five hits total in two games against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Now, we had talked to Mike Schilt on Friday, and I believe it was you that asked him, hey, do you feel like you're breaking out of this offensive thing? And he said, yeah, I do. I really, really do. And boy, they did not. Now, managed to win Friday, but Saturday was about as bad as it
gets. Yeah, Friday, you know, they made the most of their three hits against Mitch Keller. Jackson Merrill had the RBI single where Manny kind of screened the shortstop and it went off of his leg and scored one run. And then Luis Arraez had the Tatis in motion RBI double down the line, which he scored all the way from first. And then Arraez was able to come home. And that was enough for Nick Pivetta, who went six innings, gave up two runs, struck out eight, just had that one inning where he gave up two. But Padres were able to pull out the 3-2 win. Didn't come without, let's be honest, big-time help from the home plate umpire in the top of the eighth inning. After Jason Adam, I think he got the first two outs, but then he loaded the bases with two outs. And after last week's bullpen discussions, here comes Robert Suarez for the four-out save. After Mike Schilt was unwilling to do it against the Marlins, he is willing to go to Suarez, goes 3-2. And misses on the 3-2 pitch, but the umpire bails him out with the strike call to get out of the inning. And that was ball four to tie the game.
Clearly ball four to tie the game against Henry Davis.
Henry Davis, who got ejected, understandably. So did Don Kelly, the manager of the Pirates. They were both right.
You look at it and go, man, if a couple things go against the Padres, man, we're looking at getting swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Easily swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. So luckily got some breaks that went in our favor, and you know, we're able to, you know, like in yesterday's game, really grinded for that win, no question. But yeah, could have easily gone 0-3 against the Pirates.
Yeah. Series win is a series win. But again, yeah, the Padres got fortunate in that game. Now that doesn't mean they would have lost. It just means it would have been tied and would have been a much tougher win. And then Suarez came back to his credit. 1-2-3 in the ninth inning. Got back out there quickly. I think it was a four-pitch bottom of the eighth. So it was almost like he barely sat down at all and came out and got the save.
You see McCutchen on deck?
Yeah.
Speechless. Just couldn't believe what he had just seen. grinding out a 3-2 count and then earning that RBI and to get it yanked from you. It was such a bad pitch. I mean, it wasn't really close.
Shouldn't have been called a strike. It wasn't even that borderline.
No, it was not borderline. It was a ball. Dude, it was not. Whoo, mama. So, hey, listen, we'll take those. Those count. We've had things work against us this year. Of course, baseball always evens out. But, yeah, really nice win on Friday. Saturday was – what is going on with Dylan Cease? Anything that you can see, that you can tell? Command?
I mean, he's still – seven strikeouts. I mean, he's still getting – obviously, the command with the four-seam has not been as good, and that just makes it harder to set up everything else.
Dylan Thief. Our boy Jack had a really good point. We were watching the game, and he goes, you know what? He goes, this is the biggest bummer about Dylan Cease. He said, it's a lose-lose. And I go, how do you figure? And he said, so if he goes out and pitches great, we're going to lose him. If he goes out and pitches poorly, we're going to lose him, and he pitched poorly. His value is his value. Like, he's going to get paid really regardless of what happens the rest of the season. And I go, it's such a sobering, awful point that you make, but it's absolutely true. Dylan Cease is probably gone after this season. So while you have him,
I disagree with Jack. If he pitches really well this year, if he turns it around from here on out and pitches, you know, the elite stuff that
that's
we've
a win for
come
us.
To expect, that's a win for us.
Yeah,
100%.
I guess
of course it is.
Yeah,
but plus it makes it more expensive.
He's a free agent.
To whoever's going to
hire. But we don't care about that.
Well, I mean,
I don't care about his value after the season.
He's a free agent. Yeah. It's not like the Soto thing where you kind of just felt the cloud over the 2023 season, knowing you were probably going to lose him.
No, but when you know you're going to lose him and he's pitching his ass off, you lost him. Because you can't afford him.
There's no universe in which I hope he pitches well, but not that well, so we can afford him.
That's not happening.
He could lose every game the rest of the season.
That universe does not exist. Yeah, it may on the margins affect his value, but he's going to get a ton of money this offseason.
I mean, he's not imploding, right? He's not Sandy Alcantara, right? He doesn't have an 8.32 ERA. I think the bummer is if he pitches lights out and helps you get to the playoffs, which he will if he pitches well. Well, then you lose Dylan Cease next year. That's a bummer.
I don't think there's anything fundamentally wrong with Dylan Cease. His command's a little off, but the velocity is fine. He's still getting the swing and miss. When the slider is sharp, it's still as unhittable as it always was. He's just not been as consistent. Now that he had a stretch, I think, of three starts where he looked pretty darn good.
Yep.
He could lock it in the next start, the next couple of starts, and have an amazing second half of the season. Throw another no-hitter. I mean, he's got that kind of stuff. You really want him trending upward as you get toward the end of the season and the playoffs. So I still think that's in Dylan Cease's record here at the start of June. It's pretty shocking. For the guy's an ace for a team that's 9 games above 500. To say your ace, though, is 1-4 is pretty unexpected.
Correct.
Bailey Falter, by the way, just owns the Padres.
What? He is he throws 92 down the middle, but somebody had tweeted me like, this sucks, we can't barrel up 92. And I go, man, Bailey Falter's 92 looks 98 because of his ability to change speeds in the zone. Those guys are impossible. They're impossible to hit. You're sitting fastball and he throws that changeup that looks disgusting and you're way out in front. Then you're sitting changeup and he zips 92 that looks like 98.
But you don't miss it. I mean, he has only struck out one guy the whole game.
You
just couldn't barrel it up.
Let's talk about the debut.
Yes.
All right.
The one good thing about Saturday. According to Jesse Ackley.
And Sammy tweeted this out.
Because we were calling him Bradgley.
Well, why wouldn't we? B-R-A-D-G-L-E-Y.
But knowing it's Hispanic, that didn't make a lot of sense.
Bradgley?
And then we thought, in spring, we heard that the G was silent. It was just Bradley. But according to But according to Sammy and Jesse, Bradgley. Bradgley Rodriguez.
Bradgley.
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 So Bradgley. Bradgley Rodriguez makes his major league
debut. Why do
you
do it with that little accent?
Bradgley.
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 Bradgley Rodriguez.
See, if I say it like that, it sounds really bad. Bradgley Rodriguez.
Pretty cool debut for the young man.
Yeah, so he comes in, you know, big situation. Second pitch, gets
first
an inning.
First runners on first and second, one
gets
out.
Gets a slow comebacker, inning, it makes a nice play.
I mean,
just turns it.
Bro, that double play he turned was spectacular.
I mean, if that's other than like, you don't want to give up a home run or something, but I would think the last thing you want on your first is a comebacker, not just like, and then flip it over to first. I've got to make the throw now, turn to second to try to turn two. It's the last thing you want on your first major league batter. The last thing.
Yeah, other than like a knock or a homer or dotting him or something, like just being wild. That comebacker to me is like, oh God, PF, I got to go second base here. It looked like he'd been doing it 100 years, man. Perfect feed, gets the double play. Teammates mobbed him after. It was really, really cool, man. He's got nasty stuff. So very excited about the future of Bradgley Rodriguez.
David J says, if we'd listened to your expert guest on the minor league system, we would have known that. I'm sorry, but totally missed the pronunciation.
Bradgley.
So he's not Bradgley.
Bradgley.
Bradgley Rodriguez.
Bradgley Rodriguez.
Then he came out in the next inning and walked a guy and hit a guy, but got out of that jam as well. So nice little 0.00 ERA, no hits allowed for Bradgley Rodriguez, who's now another one of these electric arms that the Padres have in their bullpen. And one, you know, people who know, like David Jay and other Padres fans who follow the minor league system, very excited about his arm. He was their top relief prospect in the minors,
yep.
14th overall. And we mentioned last week, why was he only 14? Mostly because relievers just don't have as quite a high ceiling as position players and starters. But as a relief prospect, pretty solid. And I could see him working quickly into later inning situations, especially on days where Suarez or Adam or both could be down because they're used. He's a guy who has the kind of electric stuff and that changeup that plays on the big league level that you could see him in a seventh, eighth inning type situation for the Padres going forward.
No doubt. No doubt about it, man. Really, really impressive stuff from him. Excited to see him work, you know, more.
All right. Quick couple of hours. In hour number three, we'll be joined by our Linsider, Dennis Lynn of The Athletic, to talk about the rumor that he wrote about this morning. The Padres in trade talks with the Red Sox regarding outfielder Jaron Duran. That and take on Woods all coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.